Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Enjoying Success with Sharon Michaels on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Sharon Michaels of SharonMichaels.com and welcome to Women Enjoying Success. Thank you so much for listening, and I believe that together we can achieve and even exceed our wildest expectations. There is definitely some synergy and energy when we come together like this to discuss positive and empowering ways to succeed and enjoy our lives. The goal of this program and every Women Enjoying Success broadcast is to take an empowered look at how today's women are achieving and enjoying success, abundance, and prosperity. Together, we can become even more self-confident, determined, and successful. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my goal achieving paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, a step-by-step approach to achieving your goals and living the life of your dreams, available on Amazon.com, where you can purchase it as a paperback or a Kindle. And if you're buying the Kindle edition, you can download it to your ebook reader immediately. Well, before we begin, here's my recommendation. Get pen and paper ready, because you're going to want to make some notes and jot down a few ahas. Again, I'm Sharon Michaels, and I teach you how to do business successfully. For over 25 years, I've been coaching and mentoring women to greater personal and professional success. And over the years, I've seen how important it is to have a powerful and motivating why for succeeding and not giving up before payday. I've been in business for myself for over 25 years as a speaker, a writer, a coach, and in network marketing for over 13 years. I love being my own boss, but I realized that being in business for myself wasn't like having a 9-to-5 job. No one was telling me when to work or giving me a daily task to complete or even showing me how to work day-to-day growing my business. It was pretty much hit or miss for a few years. I also found myself stressed and at times discouraged about not succeeding the way I knew I should or the way I could, and not truly understanding what was holding me back. About 15 years ago, the proverbial light bulb went on, and I began having more fun and making more money because I realized I didn't have all the right tools on the inside in my mind. And quite frankly, it turned out that I was my biggest stumbling block. These last 25 plus years, I've worked generally with women who own their own businesses, and I found that they too could be their own biggest stumbling blocks. I saw certain success patterns emerge in myself and other small business owners. Some patterns were positive, and some, quite frankly, were self-sabotaging. Most of these patterns, I realized, were unconscious. They were patterns that were almost ingrained from childhood and had become part of our daily habits, expectations, and lifestyles. I studied, I wrote, I held workshops, I went to seminars. I realized that when our reason for achieving, also known as our why, isn't clearly formed in our minds and spelled out on paper, it isn't as emotionally meaningful for us personally and professionally. And then you know what happens? You aren't self-motivated. You don't keep yourself motivated to go positively forward. And if you're not self-motivated, the smallest setback or disappointment can derail you or cause you to give up before payday. Here is what I would like you to remember about your why. I'm going to ask you this question. Do you have and do you know your reason for achieving, what I call your why for going forward in positive, productive ways on a consistent day-to-day basis? Sounds like a simple question, doesn't it? But I found that many of us have not taken time to figure out the deep emotional reason for achieving. It's deeper than having more money or getting a new house or buying a new car or going on vacation. Well, you know what I mean. Those are things we want, but they aren't necessarily our why. A why is deeper and more meaningful. It touches on some on a deeper soul level, a deeper emotional level. I guess I can best explain it by using a couple examples in my own life to show you the difference between a superficial why and a deep level emotional why. I was determined to finish my graduate degree and go into practice with my father. I totally disliked what I was doing, but I was determined not to give up before payday. I thought because I really wanted the degree for security and self-satisfaction, it would keep me going forward. So once I finished my degree, I had a few life-changing circumstances that had me realizing that it wasn't a powerful or emotional or what I call that soul level why. It turned out that I was trying to win the approval of my father, and I wanted to win approval by getting a degree. Well, as many of you know, life doesn't always turn out the way we want. Bottom line, I really never won approval and totally disliked what I worked so hard to achieve. Okay, now let me show you an emotional from the heart why. When I began in network marketing, I learned about something called residual income. You know, build it once and get paid over and over again. Well, residual income was just what I needed in my life, the right thing at the right time. My mom and dad were aging, and I knew that I would eventually need to take care of them full time, all three of them. And being an only child, I knew I would be providing the care myself. So my motivation, my big why, that emotional, that soul level, was to make sure that I had the time, that I had the energy, and I had the money to take care of them as well as they had always taken care of me. I wanted to keep them home as long as I physically and possibly could. I worked at my network marketing business. I overcame the disappointment of the ups and the downs of growing a business, any business. And I achieved my why, even though there were many times that I wanted to give up. My why was what drove me to make one more call, go to one more meeting, send out one more thank you note. I was on a mission that was bigger than me. I achieved my why, and we were able to move everyone to Arizona, where they lived out their last years of their lives with respect and dignity. My why is still emotional to me years later, and I hope this example gives you a clear idea of what your real why is and why it's important to you. Your powerful why, your powerful reason for achieving, taps into something deep and meaningful and personal to you. It's the reason you'll keep going even when the going gets tough. With all that said, how do you begin finding your real inner motivators that will help you create your why and formulate your powerful reason for achieving and not giving up before payday? I've found from personal experience that once you have spelled out your why, you can sit down and develop a workable and doable plan for living it. So let's look at how to fine-tune your reason for achieving, what I call the big why. Number one, if you made some quiet time to write down your ideal day, what would it look like? And I'm talking your ideal day, not your family's, not your friends, your ideal day. If you're serious about discovering your big why and being able to tap into your powerful inner motivators, you'll make time to discover your ideal day. Here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to carve out at least an hour of quiet, uninterrupted time. Put on some relaxing music, sit quietly for 5 minutes or so, just breathe deeply, and let your imagination run wild. Picture your ideal day. Hear your day, feel your day physically and emotionally. See your day in your mind's eye. Live your day in your imagination. What you're doing is forming a visualization that you'll be able to use to place yourself back into your ideal day anytime you want to go back there. Now, after you've thoroughly imagined your day from start to finish, open your eyes and immediately take pen and paper and begin writing in as much detail as possible the ideal day you just visualized. Feel the emotion of your day as much as you did when you visualized it as you do as you're writing it out. Here's the second thing I'd like you to do. Take a few additional minutes and write the emotions that you're feeling as you're visualizing your ideal day. Is it happiness? Is it joy? Is it relaxation? Is it fulfillment? These emotions are your powerful inner motivators that fuels your why. Inner motivators are those powerful feelings that keep you going when you feel like stopping. I hope you see why your why is more emotional than practical and more personal than even professional. Please remember how emotional a why is when you have a team or a family member who wants to also set goals and achieve them. A why is an extremely important part of achieving goals. No why is silly or foolish. Please remember that. No why is silly or foolish. We never pass judgment on our why or someone else's why. Every reason for achieving is personal and meaningful to that person. If I told you the road to the top of the highest mountain with the most beautiful scenery that you've ever seen was narrow, full of twists and turns, with no guardrails, and only partially paved, would you go? Is your reason for achieving your why big enough and bold enough? Do you want it badly enough that you're willing to go through the twists and the turns? Self-motivation comes from understanding what excites you enough to keep you going forward when the going gets tough. And we all know from personal experience that the going is going to get tough now and then. The key to achieving greatness and achieving your goals is being so determined to get what you want that you refuse to turn back or give up, no matter how many twists and turns. Knowing your inner motivator is important because it means knowing how to tap into what triggers you and your desire to succeed without giving up or losing interest. Self-motivation is a powerful success tool. Become more aware of your success style and your inner motivators and use them to navigate the narrow twists and turns of going for your goals, of achieving your why. Success is knowing what to do so you won't give up one twist or turn from the top. Let me ask you again, do you know your powerful why for succeeding? I want you to make some quiet time and figure out your powerful why for not giving up. A reminder, you can download and listen to all of the Women Enjoying Success programs 24/7 right on your computer, and they're also available through iTunes under Women Enjoying Success as a free podcast. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my goal achieving paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, a step-by-step approach to achieving your goals and living the life of your dreams, available on Amazon.com. And in that book, I take you through a process to truly understand your why for going for your goals. And in fact, check out all the business and personal development books I have available as downloadable Kindles on Amazon.com. Also, keep up with me on Twitter at Sharon Michaels and on Facebook, where I invite you to join the discussion on my Facebook page, Women Enjoying Success. I'm going to leave you with this quotation from Stephen Covey. Motivation is a fire from within. If someone else tries to light the fire under you, chances are it will burn very briefly. This is Sharon Michaels saying, I believe in you. And until next time, enjoy all of your successes. And thank you so much for listening.